This is the busiest travel season of the year. You don't have any control over the weather or the schedules and practices of the airlines, but you can make your screening at the airport quicker and easier. If you haven't traveled in a few months or since last year, you'll notice some changes in screening. The preparation for your quick and easy screening starts at your house as you get ready to go. There are restrictions on liquids, gels, and aerosols. If you want to carry personal care products with you onto the plane, keep in mind the largest container allowed inside the cabin is 3.4 ounces. That's 100 milliliters. The restrictions apply to all liquids, gels, and aerosols and include lip gloss, toothpaste, mouthwash, hand sanitizer, shaving cream, nail polish, hairspray, and spray-on or roll-on deodorants, Visine, contact lens solution, Jack Daniels, Jose Cuervo, anything that squirts, sprays, pours from a bottle, or squeezes from a tube. The restrictions do not apply to reasonable quantities of medically necessary liquid medications or reasonable quantities of liquids carried for infants or small children. As you pack, place your travel-size containers in a 1-quart zip-top bag. When the bag is full, it must close. That's the limit. Each passenger can take one closed quart-sized bag of travel-sized containers into the cabin. If you want to take more or larger sizes, pack them in your checked bags. Make sure the containers are marked for volume and keep in mind, the screeners will deal with the containers as marked. You can't take an 8-ounce bottle aboard, even if it's less than half full. Keep in mind that for screening purposes, water is considered a liquid. So is soda, beer, coffee, and tea. If you're taking gift or souvenir items with you, don't wrap them. If the screeners have to look at the item, they will have to unwrap it. They don't like to do that, and it will probably ruin your wrapping. Keep in mind that things like snow globes and lava lamps are containers of liquid, and unless they are marked for volume or can be emptied, they can't go on the plane. Put your closed quart-sized zip-top bag with your travel-sized containers in an outside pocket of your luggage or somewhere in your bag where it's easy to get to. If you are taking personal electronics onto the plane with you, like DVD players, CPAP machines, nebulizers, game consoles, projectors, computers, or speakers for your iPod, pack them so you can get to them easily. Small electronics can go through screening in your bag. When you dress to go to the airport, save your fashion statement until after you're past the checkpoints. Limit metal jewelry like hoop earrings, multiple bangles and bracelets, and heavy chains and pendants. Pack your bull riding championship belt buckle in your checked bag. Save your studded multi-zippered cargo jeans for your destination. You're going to be walking through a metal detector. The less metal you have on, the quicker you'll get through. Wear comfortably form-fitting clothes. If you wear a jacket, be ready to take it off. You will be taking off your shoes, no matter what kind you wear. Call your airline on the day you plan to travel and follow their instructions about how early to get to the airport. They know how their flights are doing, and they know how traffic is going on the airsides. When you get to the airport, get out your boarding pass and take your photo ID out of your wallet or purse. In Tampa, you're going to be showing your boarding pass and ID together at least twice, and you'll be showing your boarding pass again as you walk through the metal detector. As you approach the checkpoint, hang up your cell phone and listen carefully. You'll be given specific reminders about how to get through. In line, take your quart-sized zip-top bag with your travel-sized containers out of your bag. Grab a bowl and put the bag in the bowl by itself. Take out the liquid medications and the liquids you're carrying for the infants and young children and put them in a bin. Take your electronics, you know the ones you packed so you could get to them easily, take them out of your bags and put them in the bins with nothing on top of them or under them. One layer per bin. When you get to the doorway, take your shoes off and put them on the moving belt, flat and empty. No cell phones, wallets, money clips, or change inside. Let them go through the x-ray machine. Take off your jacket, put it in a bin, and put it through the x-ray machine. Basic rule of thumb is, if it's not breathing, they're going to x-ray it. Stay with your stuff till it goes inside the machine so you know where it is. Then wait till the officer in the doorway calls you through. Walk through just like you were walking into your own room. No dances, cakewalks, pirouettes, Frankensteins, or Egyptians. Just walk on in. If you have implanted electronics like pacemakers, defibrillators, cochlear implants, and your physician says you shouldn't go through the metal detectors, empty your pockets completely. This means change, wallets, money clips, and remove your belt. After your stuff goes through the x-ray machine, walk to the doorway and tell the officer you must be patted down. I know this is a lot of stuff, but the officers at the checkpoint will repeat most of it as you go through the line. This is just so you have some notion for what's going on before you get there. If your liquids and electronics are handled, you'll get through easily. Have a safe trip and happy holidays.